Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, April 22nd, 2025, special business meeting at 6 p.m. Call to order time, 6. Mr. Administrator, could you please call the roll?
Administrator Smith, present. Fire Chief Cahill, absent. Fiscal Officer Ross, absent. Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Present.
And Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Okay, if you'll please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
You okay?
You don't have to stand.
You all right?
Just there.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so on the agenda tonight, we have the public hearing. Do you want to read that?
On the agenda this evening, we have the public hearing. Public hearing scheduled for April 22nd, 2025 by the Bethel Township Trustees, Miami County, for case ZA-01-2025, a request from Khamid Mahmoud, 8415, State Route 202. Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County Parcel ID A01-040330 to B3. This is a 3-acre parcel currently zoned R1 AAA.
Thank you. And the way we're going to do this tonight is we're going to have comments by the applicant, followed by comments by the public, both for, against, or if you just have questions, that's fine too, or comments. Then we'll close the public comments. We'll have questions for the applicant by the trustees, discussion by the trustees, and then we're going to close the public hearing. Okay, comments by the applicant. If you could come to the podium, please. Do we have a paper up there for just to write the name so we spell it correctly?
Oh, no, I do not.
Yeah, maybe just turn one over up there. And
yeah.
Now, do they swear in on this one, too?
No. Mm-hmm. You do not have to sign up to speak, and you will not be sworn in, but if you could just write your name so we get it spelled correctly in the minutes, we'd appreciate it. Okay. Yeah. Anything you want to tell us? Go right ahead. Just leave them all.
Just leave it up. Yeah. We'll have everybody that comes up do the same thing there.
Go over the sworn.
No,
we don't have to swear in for this one. Yep.
Please tell the truth, though.
My name is Samet. I live in 9028 Lakeside Street in Tip City in Kerrisdale. So I really don't have much to add it on this one. We applied for rezoning and this property we purchased in 2022 from Levex, and he was running business from there. And the way it was advertised to us, I even had a printout that it was residential, but it can be used for a business. So we fall into it. It's fine. It's not gonna change anything. So. And then when we first called in, check in what we can do with it, we were denied. And then I've been told that I can apply for it to rezoning and stuff. That's what we did. So currently this warehouse, we trying to turn it into a gym. Sits at 3,500 square feet, has attached bathroom to it, which attached to a main septic. So if we get approved, we will follow up with all the necessary things with the city, county. We can even do a separate septic so it doesn't overflow the main one, or even go farther to connect to a main sewer line, which run on the street.
Yeah, there's a force main in front of that.
What is it?
There's a force main in front
of
there, yeah.
So, last hearing, I've learned a lot of stuff, like concerns from neighbors and why the, what was the concerns for? And some of the concerns are reasonable, so if I would have changed it to rezoning and sell it in 2 weeks, and some bigger company come in and do stuff that wouldn't be suitable for the area, I totally understand. And only thing I can say is that's not gonna happen. And second thing is, like I said, we were trying to make it suitable for the area. That's why I decided to move the gym I partner up with my friend over in CrossFit Heights, if you're familiar with that, behind the Sinoco gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that building was sold last year, and rent was up almost triple, so we can't handle it, and we were trying to find a place, and first thing comes to my mind, it's what if we try, you know, move it here. As far as like, it sound business, yes, we're trying to, you know, change the property to a business location, but as far as what we do, I can even bring up to bank statements. We don't even make much money out of it. We're just basically serving the community at this point. So it's you know, last two and a half years I've been here, I've seen a lot of changes in town. Houses building almost on top of each other's, and we have no areas that people can go for entertainments, like, you know, gyms and shopping places and stuff like that. So I thought that would be kind of suitable for the area to have the gym in place instead of shutting down. The concerns about the traffic, I've heard last meeting, traffic wouldn't be as bad as was before, because some of you maybe know, when Levick was running the property as a business, for their trucks to back into the dock, they were literally stopping northbound and southbound traffic so trucks can back in. And I've got that information, and some of you maybe already know that. And other than that, like I said, I have nothing much to add it on top of what I said earlier, previously, last meeting. So if you guys have any questions, I'm here to answer.
Okay, thank you. Next we'll have comments by the public. Leave the pink one, please.
Yeah, you leave the pink one, and yeah, we'll just have everybody write their name, that way we have it.
Or against first.
It doesn't, there's no order for this one.
Mm.
You can do four if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Jamie Joyce. The address is 8225 South State Route 202. I've lived in the township, in fact, at that house for 51 years. I lived all 12 years of Bethel. My parents are buried at West Trail, Charleston Cemetery. So I have a lot tied to this township. I was a zoning administrator, in fact, for 12 years here.
And a very good one.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That was the time we brought water into the township, and that was to stifle annexation, which we're still fighting. We went door to door in Brant to do an income survey to get grant money, and we got grant money, and we brought in the water. We knew sewer would be next, but we also knew with water development we needed a strategic land use plan. So we started it, and we did implement the first one, which was only for the southern part of the township, and that was in 2005. Now we did start, or the township themselves started, I was not part of this then, the whole township started the comprehensive land use plan, which was adopted by the trustees in 2010, and the county also adopted it in 2011. The plan guides future growth and development, divides the township into 8 planning areas and 6 basic uses. The property we're talking at is 8415 South State Route 202. It consists of 3 acres, R1 AAA, currently large lot residential, surrounded wholly by agricultural A1 and A2, low density residential. The property currently is compatible with the surrounding zoning districts. It's a large lot residential, like I said. The residential around there is large lot, and also A2, I think there's 88 acres to the, south it would be. Okay. It's also, in addition, the property currently meets all requirements in the comprehensive land use zone before that planning area. Now, like I said, it's all compatible with all the surrounding zoning and compatible with the planning area and use. The property seeks rezoning to B3 highway business, a use the comprehensive land use plan states by word and chart should not be considered within that land use category. And the Miami County Planning Commission, they heard the request on March 18th and unanimously voted to recommend denial to the trustees. Our zoning commission of the Bethel Township Zoning Commission, they heard the request on March 27th, 2005, and they voted unanimously to recommend denial to you, the trustees. The property is currently zoned. It's consistent and compatible with surrounding zoning districts and consistent with a comprehensive land use plan. Rezoning this property to B3 highway business would deem the property inconsistent with surrounding zoning, inconsistent with the surrounding use, and inconsistent with a comprehensive land use plan. Neighboring residents have also voiced concern and alarm over the proposed 3-acre parcel centered in residential agricultural district being rezoned to business. I would like to present the petition, which I think the trustees have seen, haven't you?
No,
yeah.
Beth has it.
Beth has it. Oh,
no,
okay.
Beth has it.
You have it.
I know if you've got it, I'll take a look at it.
Well, I don't have it.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah,
I asked Julie since she had it.
Yeah,
Julie hasn't either. So I'm the only one that's seen it.
I don't know.
Sorry.
That's okay, because I asked Cody, he said he had it.
Yeah, I do have it.
He would show
it.
You.
Okay, yeah, he can just pass it around.
I get it.
What
okay.
It says is, we, the undersigned, being current residents of Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio, request the Bethel Township Board of Trustees to deny the rezoning of the property at 8415 South State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio. The property consists of 3.0 acres of R1 AAA, one-family residential zoning. Proposed zoning is B3 neighborhood business. As residents and property owners, we feel the proposed zoning is not in keeping with surrounding zoning districts and uses and will constitute spot zoning, whereby a small area of land would be allowed a use that is inconsistent with existing zoning and the overall land use plan of the community. The comprehensive land use plan, adopted by the township as a guide to future growth and development in the township, designates the property in the rural planning area allowing large lot residential, agriculture, and public use. And public use meaning parks, schools, etc. It specifically shows by word and chart that commercial uses should not be considered with that planning within that planning rural planning area. Therefore, we respectfully request that the Bethel Township Board of Township Trustees adopt the recommendation of Miami County Planning Commission and the Township Zoning Commission to deny this zoning amendment.
And how many signatures were on that petition?
What?
How many signatures?
22. Now, what I did was I just went around the area.
Mm-hmm.
Myers were gone. People are gone. You know,
Jerry didn't sign it. He was here at the meeting.
Jerry didn't sign it because he was on the land.
That's right.
The zoning
that's
commission,
right.
And I didn't think it was fair.
Yep,
to ask
right.
Someone
totally
on the
agree.
Zoning
that's
commission
right.
to sign that.
Yep.
So, and I didn't go up and down. I
right.
just went
just right around.
Plus, I also
right.
went. There were two pieces on Rolfs Road,
mm-hmm.
and that's right at the
Connie Elam's.
Yeah.
She
okay.
was here that night. She
right.
spoke.
And she can't.
Okay. I just wondered how many. I don't need to know who.
Okay. Thank you.
18
to
20. Yeah. Okay, any other comments from the public? Come on.
I'm Lori Langford. I'm at 8285 State Route 202. I actually sit right this whole lot here. So that's Baroness's and that's theirs. Baroness's are not here tonight, but they were here the other night. You were looking at that, so I know she was talking. There is one property, this one, that was prior to all this land zoning that is that. So our house sits next to that. Baroness's property sits, the actual home sits way back in. So that property, actually, I can see both properties, meaning the property you're talking about
and the other one.
We have a beautiful property that we've invested a lot into and we love. As I shared when I was here the last time, I grew up in Kettering, Ohio, and I had a home in Centerville, Ohio for years before I married my husband and we built the house that's presently there, as far as that's concerned. I thought about this the other day and what I talked about, and I happened to be driving through Kettering where I grew up. A lot of you probably know where Kettering Hospital is on Southern Boulevard. So there is Stroop Road that rides straight up to Far Hills, two major intersections. And part of the reason I'm talking about this is because when we were here, somebody said 40 is that dividing line of where now you're coming and there's not business. You have all the businesses down there, you have all the homes going in down there. But when you cross into Bethel Township, as you cross 40, is when you get to that wonderful peace, serenity, land, people that love their properties. That's why people come to Bethel. We had the option when we were marrying and we looked around, but nothing fit Bethel the way Bethel fits Bethel. The new houses that have gone in on 202, where you have the 3 acres, you have that, those are beautiful homes and they fit the area. The reason I'm bringing up that area of Stroop Road and Far Hills is if you drive it, okay, you know exactly what I'm going to say. It is beautiful homes all the way up a 4-lane. So when people say someday 202 might be 4 lanes, it's beautiful homes going up that whole way till you get to Far Hills. And then you have businesses. There is no reason Bethel Township has to turn in to Huber Heights. Okay? You guys are the ones making the decision here for Bethel Township. This isn't a matter of Huber Heights is annexing us or anything of that nature in changing our land. I can't change the one that sits next to me on the one side.
Which was there way before you were there.
Right.
You're correct. But when you start, I want to go back to that Kettering Hospital. Had they started with one and then the other, because I'm going to turn you down Far Hills when you pass and you're going into, there were homes there, but then they let one business in, and another business in, and another business in. And once they did that, what happened to all those homes? They all became businesses. They're doctor's offices, they're this, they're that. It's because once you start allowing it, and you say, I'm going to make an exception for this one, because this business is not about what business he wants to put it there. Once you say, well, this one is only going to do this and it's okay. If you guys make this decision today, I'm putting my faith and trust in all three of you. This isn't personal. This is personal for me in my home that I built. Okay? With the personal part is once you do that, when this person leaves, or this person leaves, or this person moves in, what if I came to you tomorrow and said, you know what? I've decided now I want to put a business in mine. How are you going to deny me if you approved him? And then it's no longer going to be Stroop Road, beautiful homes, up and down. It's going to be Far Hills and Centerville, where Centerville got greedy and said, oh, we need all these businesses. And now it's all businesses. That's not why people came to Bethel Township. They came because it's a community, it's small, you have land, you don't have all the noise. You can go out and see the stars and see all that. And my ask is that we don't change that. And I'm putting my faith in you that that does not happen and that this is denied. Because that is, so whether people think that it's going to become a four-lane road or not, that doesn't change our property. And all the neighbors around it signed it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, a lot of us, as you know, so I know some of you weren't here, we were all here. That's how much it mattered to us. And we sat through, because as you know, we didn't know we weren't supposed to be here for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat here for 3 hours. I've never been to one, didn't intend to come back, but I had to.
Yeah.
But we sat here for 3 hours because it meant that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no intention of talking. But I did because I sat and listened to everything that was being said.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to. So that's why I'm here again today, because I even told Janice I wasn't planning on talking again. But there's new people here, and I thought it was important enough. And the observation I had the other day when I was back where I grew up, because I grew up off of West David Road. So I'm very familiar with how far back all that goes and what it's done, because that's where I grew up. And I want, where I grew up, which has stayed that way, I want that for my grandchild, which is two properties over on the other side of Jim's. I mean, he's just on the other side of Jim's. So the son is there, and the grandson is there, and going to Bethel Schools.
Mm-hmm.
I want that for them, too. So that was what I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can you sign the paper?
I already did.
I've got a picture.
Mm-hmm. He gave it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Come on down.
Hi. Excuse me. My name is Mike Riley. I live at 5070 US Route 40. Just context where my house is, I'm directly across from the pretty blue doors of the store and lock that was built
mm-hmm.
across from my house. Very similar to that young lady back there. I moved to Bethel because I wanted to live in the country. I lived in Huber Heights most of my adolescence and my adult life and raised my kids there, and then moved out here. Within 6 years of me moving out here, I know it wasn't Bethel, but Huber Heights switched a residential property to business, and they put the store in lock in. Long story, it was a little, I don't know, odd or shady, but anyway, it happened. I was not happy because I live across the street and I don't want to look at it. That just purely selfishness there.
Mm-hmm.
Long and short of it though, they put it there. Does it really harm me? No. Do I still not like look at it? Yes. Have I planted trees on either side of my property so eventually I won't have to look at it? Yes, I've done all these things. My point in this is I had a lot of emotion and a lot of feelings about it, but in the end, it's really not hurting me. It's better than a strip club or a bar. It's better than a lot of other things that could have been there. So it's there. Now back to the situation at hand. I go to the gym with Sam. There was concern mentioned at the zoning meeting that there's going to be so much traffic and so on. So in the last 20 days, I have counted the cars in our parking lot. So we have basically two periods of time a day that we have classes, 5:45 in the morning, and the average people that are cars that show up at the 5:45 to 6:45 class is 5.6. There's also a class at 4:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., and 6:30 p.m. The average number of cars that come and go in that 3.5 hour period or so is 10 cars in that time period. So in all three classes, that's how many cars come and go average. So there are some days there's 13, there's some days there's 8. That's the average. On Saturday, it could be anywhere from 5 to 10 cars in the morning. And I'm like, what time is it?
8:30 to 9:30
on Saturday. And then Sunday, we say it's open gym, but only one person comes in and works out. I guess the community could come in, and we open it up to everybody, whether we're members of the gym. And actually, Saturday morning is opened up to the community as well for people to work out. So that's the traffic. Only living in Bethel for the last 6 years, and this is not my forte, but I did kind of drive up and down. I'm not sure when Bethel ends, but there's numerous businesses up and down this road, 202, that I noticed. The people that go to the gym, we have a professional trainer, we have a self-defense trainer, we have a trucking company owner, we have a postal worker, we have multiple nurses, LPNs, RNs, nurse practitioners, multiple veterans, an Army tank commander, a Marine or Army airborne. We have engineers, device sales, professional recruiter. My point is, we have good people coming to this gym. So these are the people that will be coming and going. I would say the neighbors may be a little safer just because of the people and the quality of people that are coming to the gym. I'm kind of hopping around here. I have a lot of things popping through my head and trying to be quick. Sam's family purchased this property with the understanding that it was, I think you guys thought it was zoned business, right? Not your fault, not anybody in the audience's fault, but it was, I think, listed residential slash business. I'm not quite sure. I haven't seen the listing. After they purchased it, they've done a lot of improvements, and there was a lot of things stated, oh, they really didn't improve it because they tore down the lovely barn. Well, what happened is somebody called the county, and the county came out and deemed that the barn was unsafe. So Sam spent thousands of dollars and had the barn taken down. They also said if his parents were going to live in the residence, that you have to remodel the inside so that it's not an office. And he also spent, I don't know, tens of thousands, $20,000, $30,000 remodeling that for the parents. It's a win-win. Parents got remodeled, but they were told they had to do it. So he spent a lot of money. He took down trees. I think a lot of them were not safe. They were older trees and maybe diseased. But they've sided the house. You're going to power wash the side of the barn where there's some algae. My point in all this is the property will look nicer than it did, and it does now, and will continue to look nicer because the CrossFit people are a community. Like, I do the flower pots. Somebody else does the cleaning. We take care of our area. So I just want to say that it's going to look as nice, if not nicer, than what it is. My last thing is, again, Sam's family bought this with the understanding it was business. Because I'm not familiar with this, but there was some kind of zoning clause that if the electrical company sold the company and to another somebody out of their family, then it switches back to residential. And this was put in, I assume, because the people around there got tired of semis stopping traffic and it was just a problem. I think the fair thing to do for Sam's family would be to make it back to business. But let's say you can't do that, because as three zoning people said, they really weren't concerned with the CrossFit gym or really had anything against it. They, I would say they spoke positively of it. Their concern was, if Sam's family sells this and it's business, who's going to buy it and what are they going to make it? And I get that. So if you can't turn it back to a zone commercial, why don't you just put that clause back on there? And the clause would say, as long as this family owns it and the CrossFit gym's here, until they sell it, when they sell it to somebody other than the family member, then it flips back to residential. But with that, I'll close, and does anybody have any questions?
You made a couple of statements that I kind of question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a material interest in the proper in the business there?
No,
you're just a user of the facility.
I just go to the gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
for support.
Yeah. The location wise, you were saying that it's compatible with where he's at now to where the family is. But it's not, because Wiley's, he's back in. And he's not going to really, unless you go back in there and you know that it's the facility's there, you're not going to be drawing business off of a sign that's placed in the yard, because it is a CrossFit business on 202, where you will pull in customers off the sign, which means that the level of business that you have right now is going to escalate if you move to 202. No question about it, because it's visibility. It has to be. You're back in Wiley's now, okay? Nobody sees that sign for your facility unless they're going back there for a specific reason.
Don't we have a sign by the Sunoco? I thought so. We have a CrossFit sign by the Sunoco. And then are you planning on putting a sign in front of
me
this?
Me neither.
I've never seen a sign.
You were
it's
saying you
sign.
Weren't putting
it's
a sign?
It's a small sign.
You mentioned it, though.
Yeah.
Are you putting it?
Okay.
Yeah, we have one by the Sunoco in front of the gas station, and then one on our building.
Right, which is back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the question that I had as far as visibility there and the traffic issue of it. As I said at the meeting, there was no study on ingress egress for that particular parcel done. And I too was out there because I had some concerns a week and a half ago trying to pull into the driveway. And pulling in was fine, but getting out was very difficult. And that was just 2:00 in the afternoon. Everyday traffic. So, you know, I get that he's only running a couple of classes a day, but as business is generated and more picks up, that's going to increase, and as one of the residents said, you know, that's going to create an issue, the ingress egress there. So that's one of my concerns. And then the other concern was what Jerry said, which is, you know, allowing him to operate under that particular zoning then opens the door for us to have other things that we wouldn't necessarily want. It may be okay for that, but it's, you know, down the long run, it's not going to be okay for the neighbors and so forth in the long run. And I'm not understanding.
Send your comments for the vote. This is
okay.
We're going to save her comments for when we vote. That's when she should discuss.
Oh, okay.
He asked if I had any questions.
And again, on the signage, and I'm not speaking for Sam, but we've conferred, and I'm making sure that I'm being accurate. In the last meeting, I thought that's what you said, that you weren't planning on putting a sign on the building at this point in time. And if that is a requirement that we don't have any issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as the size and the people coming to the gym, like I said, and this was in the past 20 days, we're talking 10 cars in a 3-hour time. So that doesn't mean 10 cars come and leave at the end of that. They are leaving at 3 different times and coming at 3 different times.
Mm-hmm.
And at the current gym, I usually show up, I don't know, 5-10 minutes before the class, and I'm usually the only person showing up. So I just, as far as busyness and so on, and again, I live on 40, and I pull out there every day, and we all know what that's like, and it's a little worse on 202.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Did you sign the paper?
I sure did.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, this paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I thought he.
I signed over
filled,
there.
He,
I've got one.
Are we supposed to sign
you're
this
fine.
Too?
You're fine.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Come on, Don.
Donna Hughes, 9360 South Van Road. Who is, go ahead.
That's my brother. He owns the property.
Is that Kevin?
Yes.
He goes by Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin has been a great person in getting stuff for the Bethel schools.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a great job on the house.
Mm-hmm.
He was very implementative in getting some of the things done that we were asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little torn because, you know, I like Kevin, but I like the buys and I like the Grusemeyers, and I went along saying, yeah, sell that. But once it's sold, we had no control after that. And you made a comment that if they sell it to another family member, well, that family member may not keep the CrossFit gym.
Mm-hmm.
He may put another business in. As much as I would like for you to have that property there, I don't trust the future based on the friggin' homes I got built behind me, which are so densely populated, 2010 to 2030, because one man chose to do that. But here again, I went along with it because it's going to be a golf course. Second time it was sold to a golf course. The third time it was to residential people. And Carriage Trail 1 has beautiful homes and spaces. Carriage Trail 2 will not. And that's why I'm saying, please say no. I like the family that I met. Your mom and dad are special. They smile all the time. Mm-hmm. The house is beautiful. But you also said a couple things like, they'll sell it to another family member. Go back. Well, how many times are you going to sell it to family members, and how many times will different businesses go in?
Donna,
that is my
Donna,
point.
You have to talk to us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I'm asking you not to, based on what happened in Carriage Trail 1 and Carriage Trail 2.
Mm-hmm.
We had no control over that. We had no control over that storage area, which is better than a strip club. I have to break. And that was what I'm asking, no, because I don't trust the future. And that's where I'm at.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any further comments by the public? Okay, hearing none, we're going to close the public comments. Still not. Do we have any questions for the applicant by the trustees?
I have a question of clarification for Cody. The one gentleman mentioned they, Levec operated, did they have a conditional use? Is that what was there?
No. As far as I'm aware, that business was being run against the zoning code.
There's never been a conditional use.
There's no conditional use, no anything.
I went back in the files for that property and I found a letter from 1986 indicating that it was being run against the zoning code at that point in time. So,
yeah.
And I did not see any documentation from that point to suggest that any type of.
Right, I mean, if it started in 86, then we were a lot more lax with how things were. Okay. All right.
I did call the county to see if they had anything.
They did not.
No.
So. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to close the public hearing. And now we're going to have a resolution.
Resolution 25-04-040, resolution approving case ZA-0125, a request from Khamid Mahmoud, 8415 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County Parcel ID number A-01-040330 from R1 AAA to B3.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I move to adopt resolution 2504-040.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, ladies. Now, discussion.
Well, I was at the meeting, both meetings, and I listened to both zoning committees back and forth on it. I know you guys weren't, but. The overall gist of it was that it wasn't so much that anybody is upset with the type of business that he wants to run. It's the fact that under the zoning rules that we currently have, if we pass that, if that were to have been passed by either one of the two, and it's the way our zoning reads, anybody could come in and do a whole lot worse. If in fact he decided he wanted to sell at some point down the road, and as you know, we all at some point have to sell.
So here's what they could do, just to be clear.
Yep.
Let me just read this.
Mm-hmm.
Under our current zoning code, B3, Neighborhood Business District, Section 8.02, Principal Permitted Uses. So for non-residential uses, it's agricultural uses, banks, loan offices and other financial institutions, medical and dental laboratories, nursery school or childcare, personal services, retail business, less than 5,000 square foot in floor area. But that is not a convenience store. A convenience store is a conditional permitted use. So if somebody was gonna buy it and if it got the B3 classification and somebody were to say, and then they were to sell it and somebody said, hey, I'm going to open up a 7-Eleven, that would have to go through the BZA process.
Mm-hmm.
So just to clarify that. So go ahead.
And the concern was, at the time, truck parking and so forth, and some other things. And so that was a big issue. Again, traffic was another big issue with a lot of the people that were there, you know, getting in and getting out. The fact that, there is a sewer line there, but they weren't actually going to use that. They were going to have some additional restrooms and so forth, which, again, one of the residents brought up that would play into maybe causing some problems with their situation around them. It just went on and on and on like that.
Mm-hmm.
My issue was, when I listened to all that, and I listened to some of the things that Jerry said as well that day, was it's not so much what he plans to do, it's what could happen there in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it from that perspective, you have to think about the fact that we, as much as he says he's going to be there, the probability is that he won't be there. And then the zoning is there. And I'm not sure about this clause that one of the residents here talked about. I don't ever remember seeing anything like that in any of the zoning.
It may be possible crossed through a deed restriction, but
even that can be overturned.
It's not really what
we do. Right.
It's not a conditional use that can, or
it's
variance
not anything
or something
in
that
our,
can have additional restrictions.
Right. It's not anything in the guidelines that we have in our book. There's no way that we could go back and say we will do this or we'll restrict it to that. And then it goes back to, if we allow this, we have a similar situation in another property, which, again, in the township, that we have said no to. And we have turned over to, actually, the county prosecuting attorney's office.
Well, they didn't come through
they
for
didn't
any,
come through
any variance,
no, but
any conditional use,
yeah,
anything,
yeah,
any rezoning.
But they're doing essentially the same thing.
Right.
Out of their location. And so, again, then we go back to spot zoning, where we have another case where we're surrounded by residential, and then right in the middle of that residential we have the business. So, and again, it's against our strategic plan, which we have put into place for specific reasons, plan use development. So that's where I'm at with this whole thing. And since I listened to both meetings, I was here present for both meetings, and heard both arguments. This is the third time. I haven't deviated from that. I'm not sure that it's the right thing for that location. So
okay.
I'd listen to what you say as well.
Well,
you know,
what your
opinion is.
So I have some discussion as well. I was not at the Zoning Commission meeting, but I did go and listen to the recording, which was quite long,
right.
Which was kind of surprising, but I got two pages of notes. I do agree that the property does look cleaner than it did.
Mm-hmm.
I am a barn lover, so of course that hurts, but
yeah.
It does look cleaner. I'm not sure about the trees, if they needed to come down or what, but we typically don't take trees down either unless they're dead or there's some kind of disease involved. Also, I'm kind of for businesses anytime they can stop annexation. So this is not really a target for annexation, although in the future it may be coming that direction, especially on 202 or behind 202, behind the houses on 202.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't really apply here. I'm also concerned about the spot zoning. It is a property that's basically surrounded by residential and ag right now, with the one exception, which we know is was before our time. And one of the reasons I don't like the spot zoning is I always go use the business on the corner of 202 and Studebaker, which is caused a lot of problems for the residents that live in that area. And it's the one business that's kind of out in the middle of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's a thing. Also, I, you know, you have to take note of the fact that Miami County Planning Commission unanimously recommended to deny this. They I can't, I don't think in my time on the zoning boards and as trustee, I don't think they have ever recommended to deny anything. And that's been easily over 10 years for me. So that surprised me. And then the Bethel Township Zoning Commission also unanimously recommended denial. And as well at the Zoning Commission meeting, the community, it was one person spoke for it, who was here again tonight, and nine folks were against it. And the petition that you mentioned had, I think, 18 names on it at the time, which included some of those nine that were against it. I also am concerned about setting a precedent because, as has been noted and has happened in the past, now if the property next to that property wants to become a business, it becomes more difficult to say no. Although we do look at everyone on a case-by-case basis, but as noted, it does become more difficult to have a logical reason to say no. I too don't think the business that you want to run there is an issue. I'm not sure that it's right for this area either, just because of what's around it. And that's pretty much my list of discussion.
I want to say that I'm sorry that you were misled thinking that this was already zoned for a business. I think that as Bethel Township going forward, we probably need to, I know you are super, super busy, Cody, and I don't want to add another immediate to-do list, but we do need to look at those businesses that are running out of homes, mm-hmm. because there are quite a few. We have some regulations, some supplementary regulations for home occupation, but that's pretty much running your, you and maybe one other person, but no signage and no coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
Levesque, if that business had been there since 1986, our zoning regulations have changed multiple times mm-hmm. since then, but still no excuse for not putting them into compliance when our zoning regulations did change. And I think that that's just something that, because it's always been that way,
mm-hmm.
we didn't take a look at it. But I'm sure between Kama and I and Julie, we can come up with a list of probably possible that we just need to make sure, we just need to confirm, and then we do need to bring them into compliance or at least give them a non-conforming certificate, but that ends when they are
mm-hmm.
done. Again, big projects not going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all I have.
Okay. I guess we're ready for the vote. So we always write the resolutions in the positive. So a yes vote would mean to rezone it. A no vote would be denial of rezoning. You want to read that?
Trustee Van Haren?
No.
Trustee Dick?
No.
Trustee Reese?
No.
The
motion does not pass.
Yep.
Oh, just a second. I'm getting there. I gotta take my notes. Yes, approval is denied. 3-0. Sorry. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'm motion to adjourn. Second.
Okay, Camus first. Aaron, any discussion?
No.
Yes.
Trustee
Dan. Yes. Thank you all. For
motion
coming.
To adjourn passes.
Thank you.
Hold on.
There's a pleasure.
Hold
to
on.
See.
My goodness. Wow. I can't get the time. 6:49 is adjournment time. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
stop
you.
The recording.